brought to you by Penguin.
A House for Alice by Diana Evans. Read by Natalie Simpson. Where is my rest place, Jesus? Where is my harbour? Where is the pillow I will not have to pay for, and the window I can look from that frames my life? Derek Walcott, The Schooner Flight. Part 1. Chapter 1. Cornelius Winston Pitt, in the evening of his life, eyebrows white and wild, eyesight dysfunctional, moved with a dancy small foot shuffle along his hallway, holding a pork pie. In the other hand was a cigarette, shedding ash onto his route, over the slip mat, into the kitchen, where, pausing, he became freshly alarmed at the absence of his wife. An absence he felt most strongly in this room, its floor still sounding of her slippers, its toaster still evocative of her sadly buttered crusts. Where was she? Then he remembered. Kilburn. Was glad that he remembered a whole, crisp name. No chops anymore in this kitchen. No rice, rice being extremely complex. No Sunday chicken. Here in this land of the late and alone, the menu was condensed. A pork pie was enough for a man. Only it needed beetroot. Yes. That was why he was here. He opened the fridge immediately so that beetroot would not disappear again inside its name, immediately being relative to his particular nonagenarian physicality. A moment of slight forward falling, the grabbing of the low down handle, the hall posing threats to his spine. Inside was a hollow ice cave, mist. There was milk in the mist, and a tomato, also good with pork pie. Two meals in foil from a daughter to the north, butter, and the purple thing. He took it out, the cigarette now balanced on his lower lip, getting smoke in his eye, the one that worked, so he closed it, couldn't see anything, opened it again, and was struck by another requirement round and flat in his mind, and useful for carrying food. The fridge he left ajar in this new venture, reaching up to the cupboard for a plate. Words were occasional boats, some time-ish, coming at him brightly sailed, then passing by. What Cornelius was learning was that they are not always necessary. Abstraction is peaceful, like twilight, wide swimming in a quiet colour, and you can exist in a place without names, where nothing is labelled, nothing flaunts itself, but instead the words wait. So quietly, for a time like this when you become in need of a... Yes. Beetroot is wet. It slopped around the pork pie on the dancey shuffle back to the chair, a primordial green throne of once abject patriarchy, positioned in the living room directly in front of the TV, where Cornelius spent most of his waking hours on this, the ground floor of the house of many clocks. Around the chair were the apparatus of his daily proceedings. The table in front, individual-sized, for one eater, one smoker, one controller of remote control. Underneath the table, the leather puff for raising of feet when desired. To the left, the dustbin, now half full, mainly with discarded post-its containing the names of fleetingly essential objects. WD-40, battery, sharpener, Adele, his daughter. And a shelf, also to his left, for beer coasters, glasses repair tools, and the telephone, his conduit to the outside. Beyond all of this, there were the clocks. Everywhere, in every room, grandfather's carriages, cuckoos, pendulums, collected over the course of his long working life in horology. The house ticked and tocked constantly. At 4 o'clock today, it was Tuesday, sweltering, swollen at the windows, the sick gold of a 21st century June. He must call the tax office to find out about the implications.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?